Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but we'll warn you, you'll have to pry it from our cold dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it. One shot at a time.
Second Amendment Tuesdays continues here on Bulldog Live with Penny Dean on Second Amendment Tuesdays on the Pulse, 1-866-823-1077, talking about the New Hampshire legislature and their marathon session for the next 3 days and dealing with a number of pieces of legislation. We'll try to hit a few more here. Penny, what say you? All right, let's look at House Bill 207 first, shall we?
We shall.
All righty.
Well, 207 is one of what I call the Ward Bird bills. Now, this is a good bill. It doesn't go far enough, but we should ought to pass it. We should ought to pass it. And I think the bottom line is that this bill is a Leo Pepino bill. He's brought it back a couple, three times. And like I said, it isn't quite what we would hope it to be, but it basically expands where a person has a right to defend themselves. And it becomes a factual matter. It says, or any place where the actor has a right to be. Mm-hmm. So this is a good bill. We ought to pass it. But I think we also should look at, there's a couple other Ward Bird bills, what I call the true Ward Bird bills, that came from Representative Betsy Patton, who is from his district.
Yep.
And the bottom line is, at least with the what I call the other Ward Bird bills, is that they are supposedly, now, you know how when bills are amended in New Hampshire, you don't actually see the amendments on the website sometimes?
Yes.
Okay. and Representative Betsy Patton, in what I call her Ward Bird bill, okay, basically says, we are going to amend the minimum mandatory to say, mother, may I, which I think is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because basically what that's going to do is allow the judge in charge, for example, like the Ward Bird judge, can determine himself whether or not a person should be assigned the minimum mandatory 3 to 6. And had that been in place, okay, probably Ward Bird wouldn't have been to jail. In other words, I don't imagine they would have given him 3 to 6.
Mm-hmm.
And so that bill is HB 378. And here's what I tell people. There's literally darn near a half a dozen Ward Bird bills this session. And HB 378 was introduced by Representative Betsy Patton, who I understand is, if you will, Ward Bird's state rep.
Yes.
And it's a very
simple... She's from Altenboro also, yes.
Yes. And it's a very simple bill. That bill ought to pass as well. But when I was at the hearing, Representative Patton said that she was also introducing an amendment to the bill that said that RSA 651-2, Roman numeral 2G, that's the bill I've railed about for years, that it, you know, gets self-defense people. And what she proposes is the language of that current law say that the court may sentence a person to 3 to 6 rather than shall sentence a person.
Mm-hmm.
And what it does is it will give the trial judge discretion.
Which is what the sentencing judge, the trial judge, did in the Ward Bird case. He said, hey, I'd like to let you go, but I can't.
That's exactly it. He said, the law mandates that I do this. And so, of course, I'm the judge, and I have to follow what I believe to be the law.
Right.
And so, therefore, I have to sentence you, even though I don't want to. And so, if HB 378 passes, and I realize on the website they don't have that amendment, but Representative Patton at the hearing represented that she was amending it. So we're presuming that was done. So presuming that was done, 378 is a good bill. There still needs to be stronger language in the bill itself, but we'll take it. And if we get all these increments passed, hopefully it will make it very clear to the courts and to police officers that we should not be prosecuting, and prosecutors, that we should not be prosecuting self-defense cases.
All right, Penny, we got a little bit of time left. Let's get to two more here. House Bill 355.
That is what I call a wolf in sheep's clothing. And people say, well, why in the world would I care if local inspectors, this bill enables state and local fire and building officials to issue citations for violations of the fire code. And you say, what's wrong with that bill? Why in the world would a gun group or gun people be concerned with that bill? Well, you have to read it. And this basically allows the commissioner of the Department of Safety, that would be the state police, okay, mm-hmm. code enforcement, and they amend RSA 21P4 to read as follows. We have the discretion to grant authority to issue citations for violations of fire safety rules adopted under, and it goes into this long thing. And what it basically does is allows state, local fire and building officials to issue citations. The fire marshal in this state has incredible amounts of power. In order for them to issue citations, they have to inspect. In order to inspect, they have to enter your property without warrants.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is, do you want the state police being deputized under this statute and code enforcement to enter your place under the guise of they want to check a fire safety violation? And yeah, or the local code enforcement officer.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, do you want that happening? And it says any such officer may also be granted authority under the conditions set forth in RSA 21P14 to issue a citation for violations of 319C and 160C, which we get into firework statutes and powder statutes and all sorts of arguable combustible things. So do you want...
Smokeless gunpowder.
Right, right. Because my neighbor...
I've seen that go bad, believe me. I can tell you. Well, Penny, we got to wrap this up here. I don't have time to get to that last stupid cell phone ban that would allow police officers to confiscate or check your phone without a warrant. That's House Bill 546. So we want that one killed, too, as well as 355.
Kill those bad bills.
All right, very good. Penny Dean, how do people get in touch with you?
230-9999.
All right, we'll chat next week on Second Amendment Tuesdays.
We will.